hey, slow down, Eddie. What's the matter?
They're making faces at me because I've had a couple of cafe lattes. But I'm entitled to them. I can have as many cafe lattes as I want. That was the settlement.
That's it?
That's it. What, you want one, George? I can get one for you. No problem. Jerry, you want one? They're delicious. My pleasure.
You've got to stop it. You're all hopped up on the caffeine.
Well, I feel like I'm talking a little faster, but it's very hard to tell.
You're racing.
Well, I got things to do. I'll see you later. Bye.
He's Northwestern Medicine BP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. Should we congratulate the bride and groom?
Absolutely. You know, this past weekend, Claire, my goddaughter, and Kurt's daughter married Matt Peterson, and it was just an unbelievable ceremony, wonderful reception. Just so happy for the two of them, and she's just a great kid, and he's a wonderful person. So, congrats to the new Mr. and Mrs. Claire and Matt Peterson. So,
yeah, we like Claire a lot. Claire's a beautiful girl, and we're not sure about Matt. Is that what you're saying between the lines here? We got to keep an eye on this kid.
We're gonna have to watch him, but yeah, we'll. Yeah.
Most importantly, how did the mom and dad of the bride feel about the groom? Do they love him? I hope.
Oh yeah, they love him. They think he's great. And you would have laughed at Kurt. Kurt did a great little speech, which had a little comedy in it and a little tears in it.
I was going to say, to get through it, I would have been a basket.
Yeah, he was kind of a puddle at times, yeah, but it was fun. Yep.
Congratulations to the entire Most family.
Yeah, thank you.
Sponsored again by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here. Quick coffee census. Sandberg's not here. I know she drinks coffee. Dave, you drink coffee.
I do drink coffee.
Super Joe, do you drink coffee?
I sure do.
All right. Michael, do you drink coffee?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to the newsroom. Mary Vandeveld?
Absolutely not.
You do not?
Drink tea.
Okay, and Steve Grzenich?
Absolutely yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, I don't drink coffee or tea. And Mary Vandeveld just drinks tea. So we've got about a 91% compliance rate, even though I didn't do the math.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what it is. The world drinks coffee.
They do. And, you know, I'm very disappointed. I think, you know, you teed this up last week, I understand. And Dave was freaking out to a point where he wasn't even going to come in today because I was going to talk a little bit about coffee.
Yeah, because he assumed as a doctor, you're going to say coffee's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you're not going to say.
I am not going to say that at all. You know, we've talked about coffee in the past. You know, coffee has a lot of benefits. And I don't drink coffee, but coffee has a ton of benefits. Decreased risk of Parkinson's, decreased risk of Alzheimer's, decreased risk of liver cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer.
Why is that?
Decreases your risk for type 2 diabetes, curbs depression, cognitive decline slows. So, I mean, it has a lot of benefits.
All because of one ingredient, or just it happens to trigger things in the body for all of those?
Yeah, there's a couple key ingredients. Obviously, caffeine is one of them, and then it's very high in antioxidants, which we know decrease inflammation and help repair cells. So those are the two big things. The interesting thing is a lot of these studies, and there's been a lot of studies, what they're looking at is people that drink between 2 and 4 cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that's a reasonable amount?
Is it? I don't know.
The heart study was done out of a Dutch study of 37,000 people, and they followed them over 13 years and saw those who drank coffee 2 to 4 cups a day had a 20% decrease chance of heart disease.
So you're saying, Doc, if I'm reading you right, you're saying babies should start drinking coffee immediately and work their way through to the day they die. Is that what you're saying, Doc?
Well, I'm not going to go quite that far, Steve.
Okay.
But I think the biggest thing is the study that just came out recently that shows that too much of a good thing is not good for you. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the key message today is a study came out of Australia that looked at 350,000 individuals, so a very large study. And they showed that, you get the heart benefit as long as you're staying in that 2 to 4 cup range. When you get to the 6 cup range, and a cup for them is defined as 75 milligrams of caffeine, you saw a plummet in your risk and actually increased your risk, of heart disease. So it's a little bit good. Too much is not good as far as heart disease.
So the benefits become a risk.
Yeah. We've talked about that all the time. You know, everything, a little bit of everything is okay, but a lot of something that you might think is good for you can actually harm you.
And do the math here again for me. Is it 300 milligrams of caffeine a day? That's the high end?
Yeah, it's about 450 is the high end that you want. But and that's important because people look at it, you know, individuals that drink Monster energy drinks after they've had a couple coffees in the morning, you're pushing yourself over that level just because the hidden caffeine in some of these Mountain Dew and Monster energy drinks and, you know, all the energy drinks, actually.
Did we talk about energy drinks in the past? We've talked about it off the air, but are you a fan, not a fan? It's okay in moderation?
I'm not a huge fan of them. You know, they're loaded with stimulants. They're loaded to just really hop you up, which is exactly what they want to do. They want to take you in that middle of the afternoon when you're kind of dragging and you know, get you hopped up a little bit. There are some that are better because they're loaded with vitamins as well as the caffeine, but a lot of them really are just trying to get you to get to that energy portion of it. So, and a lot of them are loaded with sugar as well, so you got to be really careful which ones you choose.
Doc, is caffeine addictive?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Yep.
Is that why we have a headache when we don't have it?
Correct. So you take someone who drinks a lot of coffee and a lot of caffeine, and then you say cold turkey, you're going to stop. They're going to have headaches. They're going to have some withdrawal symptoms. Now, addiction is really that the body craves it, and that the brain says, I want to have that, and you get into this routine of doing it. It's not like you're going to continue to do more and more and more. You can hit your addiction and your craving with 2 to 4 cups, and you won't have any of the other bad side effects.
Any coffee questions before we take the break and come back and talk about osteoporosis? It's always got to be about me, doesn't it? Coffee questions.
I just want to know, is tea better than coffee?
Mayor, tea is probably just as good. A lot of people think it is better. You don't get the antioxidants that you get from the coffee, but a lot of people do find tea very soothing and a lot easier on the stomach. So I would say that, you know, if you wanted to go for health benefits, they haven't done all the studies that show all of the decreased risk in cancers from tea that they have in coffee, but it's still an excellent drink.
Good.
Steve, any coffee questions?
The only question I have, and I've been paying attention to the counting calories recently, is when you start adding things to coffee. Uh-oh. Are we just talking about black coffee, or what about a little half and half and sugar? What all of those do to that?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about calories, Steve, because some of these calories, some of the drinks have so high calories. I mean, they're almost like a Big Mac, you know.
Well, it's dessert.
Like, you got to be careful when you add all these caramels and all these flavors and the whipped cream and the cream. It is. It gets to be a dessert. So if you're counting calories, really stay with the black coffee or low-fat, sugar-free, you know, some of those additives if you want to watch your calorie intake. Because really, you can get a lot of calories in a single one of those foo-foo fancy Starbucks coffees.
Texter 630, I drink 12 cups of coffee a day, a full pot. I love it.
Wow.
That's a little
much. 309, what about drinking decaf?
Yeah, decaf, you know, you're still going to get the antioxidants, but you aren't going to get the benefits of the caffeine, obviously. And people have to realize that even though it's decaffeinated, there is still some caffeine in there. So you're going to get some benefit, and you're also possibly going to get caffeine in other portions of your diet as well.
708, caffeinated water.
Yeah. Caffeinated water hasn't been studied to the point of coffee, obviously, because it's really, you know, somewhat new and getting more popular. And again, you aren't going to have the antioxidant benefits that you get from the coffee, but you'll start to see more studies, I think, based on the caffeinated water right now because of that.
773, my Diet Coke brother or sister. What about that as a source?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's pros and cons of diet soda. We've talked about that in the past. You know, you will get the caffeine, but you also get some of the other side effects. And you talk about an addictive drink, you know, diet sodas definitely are. You stop drinking diet sodas, you're going to have that. The other bad thing about diet sodas is all of the studies that have shown that although you're drinking diet sodas, you're going to see your weight increase, and it's usually because of the food that you're eating with the diet soda or the justification that you give yourself, I'm having a diet soda, therefore I can have this. So although it's called a diet soda, it really doesn't work as a diet.
Doc, the idea of avoiding coffee in the evening when the hours that we're on the air, getting up early, I try to stay away from it late in the day. On the other hand, I can usually fall asleep fairly easily. But is there any validity to that, to staying away from caffeine after a certain hour?
Absolutely, Dave, 100%. The caffeine is such a stimulant and a stimulant to your brain that really anybody that's going to try to fall asleep really should stop those caffeinated drinks around noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon and not have any caffeinated drinks after that. We talk about all these sleep disorders, and it's probably a subject we should talk about in the future, but a lot of people who have sleep disorders, if you really ask them, they're drinking coffee after their meal, after their dinner meal. You know, that's the time where you might want to have decaffeinated coffee, because that caffeine is such a stimulant and stays in your brain and will keep you awake and not allow you to get the restful sleep that we all need.
Come back, talk a little osteoporosis on a Monday. Hope your knees feel better than mine on most days. More with Dr. Kevin Moth, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Pursuit of Better Healthcare starts here. All right, Doc, so osteoporosis, I've got it in both knees. I don't have any more meniscus. All my meniscus is gone. Remember that blues song I did? I ain't got no more meniscus.
Okay, so let's first clear something up.
Oh, what's that?
You don't have osteoporosis in your knees. You have osteoarthritis in your knees.
Oh, see what I did there? See how I said, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good. Now, Osteoporosis Awareness Month. This is, you know, on surface, very important to women, but can't men get it as well?
Absolutely, and that's probably one of the biggest messages we need to get across, is this is not a disease of women. This is a disease of age. So as we age, we don't build our bones back up as much as we normally should, so we reabsorb more instead of build more, and we get weaker bones as we age. So it's men and women. Men just happen to get it a few years later than women.
Is it because we are better at processing calcium and keeping it in our bodies just biologically, or how does that work?
No, actually, the interesting thing, and probably one of the most fascinating things that's come out recently, is the effect of estrogen in women on a portion of their brain that, if that can be blocked, will essentially cure osteoporosis for women. They've done it in mice, so now we just have to get it into humans. But the estrogen appears to have a receptors in the brain that tell bones to stop being rebuilt. So if we can turn that off in women, then they'll have stronger bones. Men obviously wouldn't have the estrogen effect in their brain, but in women it certainly looks like that's why they get it earlier, and this may be actually a cure for it in the future.
Here's a wacky medical fact that Doc told me. Your bones change all the time. Your highest bone density is in the 20s, and after your 20s, your bones dissolve for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's just wild.
How about it? Yeah, so we do. We get our highest bone mass at the age of 20, and then for the next, you know, the rest of your remainder of your life, it's reabsorbed and rebuilt, but unfortunately, it's reabsorbed faster than it's rebuilt, so we start to see a decrease there. That's why the importance, we talk about osteoporosis in older individuals, we really need to understand that bone health starts in our youth and goes through all our childhood and early adolescence, which is extremely important for bone health in the future.
So why do they tell you to drink milk all the time as a kid, but then when you're an adult, it's not going to help you really?
Well, it doesn't. It's not so much that. I mean, the milk that we want to drink actually as a kid, you know, it's fortified with vitamin D. They are building their bone as much as they possibly can. As we get to an adult, we're saying the fat content in milk is probably worse for our heart. So we need to have the calcium in there, but we don't want all that fat content. The fat content as a child helps us in brain development. So we really want them to take that fully vitamin D fortified whole milk. But as we age, we want to get rid of that fat portion of it. We really want to go with the skim milk, which is fortified with vitamin D, but we don't need the other portions of it.
Salmon's good for calcium as well. And Dave, I don't know why you don't eat kale. Kale's good for you, apparently.
Yeah, it is. It's good. You know, when we look at calcium and we say, okay, what calcium, how do we get it in? Well, obviously in dairy products, but then also salmon is very high in it, and kale is as well. So, I mean, we need to make sure that we take in calcium, and we need to make sure that we have enough vitamin D because that helps us absorb it. So individuals are not getting outside in the sun or during the winter. We've talked about that, the importance of taking a vitamin D supplement during the winter.
And there's a drug controversy with this as well, with the cost of medication that works. Now, the other thing is you need to be tested for this. Don't assume as a woman or a man getting older that you're definitely going to get it, because that's not necessarily the case. This newest drug that was recently released is called Inenity?
Inenity, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why is it so expensive?
Well, you know, it's expensive because it's brand new, and it's expensive because it's novel. the medications that we normally talk about, Fosamax and Actonel and Reclass, those are all ones that do one side. They're trying to slow the reabsorption. Entity is one of these where it's going to not only slow the reabsorption, but build bones stronger. So that's a drug that could be a blockbuster drug, but I'll tell you, if they can figure out this estrogen blocking in the receptors of the brain, that's going to be the blockbuster. That's going to eliminate osteoporosis in women.
We put all the notes that Doc does, and they are extensive, and they're great. And you'd be an amateur medical degree if you read all of Doc's notes. We put them up with the podcast, which we post after the show, and Northwestern Medicine is lucky to have you, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. You guys have a great day, and hopefully it'll warm up here. We'll be out of winter soon. So
yeah, well, don't count on it.
Nope.
That's Dr. Kevin Most.